Hello again. Ian Cotter here, bringing you another selection of the best of brass band listening. And this week and for the next 2 weeks, I shall also be including tracks by local Isle of Man bands taking part in the annual Manx Music Festival. And that's where we start, as the Ramsey Band goes straight into Gough Richards' Fanfare for a New Age, followed by a popular William Rimmer march, Honest Toil.
Thank you.
Borden's giving a very characteristically polished performance of Borodin's Polovtsian dances. Time for a solo now, and comes from Black Dyke, a band that has been especially well served by its principal cornets. Willie Lang, Morris Murphy, James Shepherd, Philip McCann, and for a long time now by Richard Marshall, famously described by no less an authority than Elgar Howarth as the most outstanding cornet player this country has ever produced. Well, I'm content to take Elgar Howarth's opinion, and here's Richard Marshall to add his own confirmation.
Thank you.
Una voce poco fa from Rossini's The Barber of Seville. Time now for the first outing for one of Peter Graham's lighter compositions, The Journal of Phileas Fogg, named for the hero of Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 Days. Listen for the musical hints of some of the countries that Phileas visited.
Thank you.
Journal of Phileas Fogg by Peter Graham. The band was Black Dyke. And now for another hero of fiction, but fiction of quite a different stripe. All the same, he got around the world quite a bit, although he was contending not with the clock and the calendar as Phileas did, but with some quite nasty characters made more tolerable for our hero by an apparently unending succession of tasty ladies. Yes, it's our old friend, James Bond. Tonight's second solo is another of those popular classics that I first encountered in my early teenage years on those wonderful music programmes mainly set to wind down at the end of the day. Dick Barton at 7:30, followed by an hour of light music taking you up to the 9 o'clock news. Simple pleasures. This one is called Valse, and it's scored as a euphonium solo for the Nidaros Band of Norway.
Bye.
Valse by Rafael Mendes, which brings us to the third and last contribution by the Ramsey Band to tonight's programme. Taken from Ramsey's entry in the Brass Band programme class in this year's Manx Music Festival, it's a quite modern jazz standard made popular by Nina Simone. I wish I knew how it feels to be free. Thank you. Ramsey Band, recorded just a little over a month ago. Just time now for another solo before we go to tonight's closers. Some names in popular music come and go, others remain in the hall of fame of listeners' memories. One such is Cole Porter, who was at the height of his fame and popularity during and after the Second World War, and it feels as though everything he wrote had hit status. He died in 1964, but his music lives on. Here's Nick Hudson when he was principal trombone of the Britannia Building Society Foden's Band. Every time we say goodbye, and that's something I do every week with all of you listeners who join me on a Monday evening, and I'm afraid that's the point we've reached in tonight's programme. Tonight you've heard the Ramsey Band here in the Isle of Man, and for the next 2 weeks it'll be Russian Silver and Onken Silver. But there's still time for two tracks which exemplify the great traditions of brass bands worldwide. First, Ramsey again with the hymn that gave them second place, before finally the Yorkshire Imperial Band see me off down Douglas Head to the Monday evening ritual of tea and bacon butties, playing a march that I well recall from my earliest banding days with Rush and Silver, the boys of the old brigade. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.